Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do not be surprised if Jaren Duran is wearing the Old English D by opening day.
Go on. It's John Morosi. Not just any D, Keith.
Wearing the Old English D.
And old
what
English
channel
one.
Is that on?
I actually don't know. Was that the MLB Network?
Cinemax baseball coverage? No, they did that.
Durant might smack around if he hears that. He's snapped at people for less.
Oh, way less.
I'll be wearing the Old English D. We'll see about that.
He'll holler at you. He gets hot.
Yeah, he. Yep. Careful there, Morosi. So that was, I believe, on the MLB Network.
How about that, though?
Your read on this, Keith, I think was spot on.
Thank you.
It's hour two, Jones and Keith, here on a Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll get to some Would You Rathers coming up less than a half hour from now. At 11:30, we have the hashtag Dork Minute, 11:45. Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. Like, what? What a busy middle of the program we have. Never mind, you'll hear Mike Vrabel live at 1 o'clock here on Jones and Keith. But your read on this, I think, was spot on. We got the email yesterday from the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
no, you got the email.
You weren't on the.
I don't know what the hell happened there.
I got the email, Bragg.
I'm not on the email list.
And I'm in my inbox, I'm like, a 1-year deal with Duran? That's weird. Like, what the hell is that? And your read on it was, well, they're avoiding arbitration now to come to an agreement with him now so that the number's locked in. There's no questions when they trade him. Because a team like Detroit or Minnesota or whoever would be acquiring Jaren Duran, they don't want to get him, not have a full read on the parameters.
And then negotiate with him and tell him why he's not worth it or whatever.
Yeah. And I think there was a buyout in there as well, potentially. So, like, I think just some of the unknowns with Jaren Duran and his negotiation now are known for this year. He's locked in at a number, which I think makes him easier to trade. It's not a sign that they're locking him in to keep him.
No.
And Morosi, I think, is reading it the same way. In fact, he even has a prediction.
Ooh.
He'll be wearing the Old English D.
Well, I could think of somebody who currently wears the Old English D that you could get.
So, wearing the Old English D
as part of a little trade package,
so,
perhaps.
He did not. I had Nick trim this out, but he trimmed up the Old English D. At the winter meetings or GM meetings or whatever's coming up, he mentioned that Tarik Skubal is going to be a massive talking point. So you think Duran could get rolled into a larger deal for Skubal?
Yeah, I mean, a much larger deal. Like, nobody's crazy enough to think that it's anywhere close to a one-for-one. But, I mean,
flesh out your point, I have another name to suggest based on something that happened yesterday.
You get a player like that. So somebody for Skubal, and big-time trades happen all the time. People are like, they would never trade Skubal. Why not? They would. If they got enough of a trade. You heard of the GM talking about Scooble. That didn't seem like they were locked in at all.
I didn't think Scooble had a chance to get traded.
Until.
He's going into his contract year, and I listened to this tech bro baseball ops guy,
yeah,
and I couldn't believe it. He basically told you Scooble was going to get dealt. So Scooble's moving, I think.
So it's
going to
happen.
Maybe not for Duran and maybe not to the Red Sox, but they're listening on him because he's going into a contract year, and they're probably not going to pay him.
Right. I mean, you know, Garrett Crochet got traded. Chris Sale got traded. Both here. Two guys that, you know, the White Sox never should have traded or, you know, whatever. So they moved on from those guys. I think there is a chance Scooble gets dealt. But I think if you're Detroit and you weren't like a bad team like the White Sox were when they traded those guys, you're a pretty good team. The only way to really make a deal, you can't just trade Scooble for a bunch of prospects, other teams would do.
They need help on their big league.
You need
club.
Major league. So at least you can be like, they'll get ripped for it. Like, if Scooble's Cy Young winner, he's going to probably win it back-to-back years. So they'll get ripped for it. But if you're like, hey, Jaron Duran was the All-Star Game MVP 2 years ago, and maybe the player you're going to think of next, another guy that is at the major league level. And then on top of that, you get into the farm system, and that's where, you know, the really value guys are, and the Sox have a good farm system, so you have to give up a couple of your top blue chip guys there as well. But at least you can sell the fan base on a couple of players that are going to be on the opening day roster. And that's why I think, you know what, you might as well dream big, and that would be as big of a swing as you could make.
Speaking of Scooble for a moment, and we'll get to this other player, we're definitely on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Buster only wrote about this today. What do teams in the industry think the Tigers will do with Tarik Scooble this winter? Buster only said, other teams believe the Tigers will seriously consider moving him if they can glean what they want in a trade.
Okay.
And there's every reason to expect a significant bidding war for Scooble, who will be eligible for free agency after next year. He says the Mariners are expected to be among the teams to go after him.
Okay.
The Mets, of course. And then he says the Red Sox are well positioned to make a run at Scooble, comma, if they want.
They should want. And they should.
What does that mean?
Can you imagine Crochet Scooble back to back?
Yes, I can.
I can imagine that as well.
What does that mean? If they want.
I don't know why they wouldn't want.
Who doesn't want?
They should want. I mean, are they afraid of the what the asking price will be? And I'm sure the asking price will be pretty crazy.
The answer is, do they want to give him the contract he wants? Henry may not want to do that for a pitcher. How old is Scooble?
Scoobs? 26?
Yeah, right. So, no, is he that young?
28. Sorry. Okay, 28.
So, like, a pitcher approaching 30?
28, yeah.
Does Henry want to pay him that? I imagine, I mean, look, Breslow has shown a propensity to part with his prospects, unlike Chaim Bloom, and maybe he wouldn't want to pay the freight. I'm not saying, you know, he definitely does. I'd imagine the hiccup there would be ownership and the extension that Scooble wants.
That's the kind of contract that would be pretty insane. But, I mean, if you're not paying Rafael Devers, you don't have to pay a dime to Rafael Devers. You completely get out of that deal. Your other third baseman may be gone as well. Like, you're starting to move around some of the pieces of this puzzle, and you're going to have money to spend. And if you're investing it in Crochet and Scooble, I think that's pretty sound.
I mean, that'd be incredible. So, I mean,
that'd be amazing.
Hopefully that would get people to stop crying about Rafi Devers. Like, this morning, Curtis is like, whoa, what if they lose Bregman? Will they look stupid for Devers? And I'm like, no, they won't.
We've moved past it.
But like, okay, but I would just ask those same people, if they re-sign Bregman, will that shut you up on Devers? Or if they trade for Scooble, will that shut you up on Devers? Like, I'm so tired of that. But anyway, okay.
Crochet Scooble would be like Pedro and Schilling.
I mean,
I would argue it would be better. It'd be better because you're getting them both in their prime.
Thank you. So,
Pedro Schilling, Pedro like their careers, 04, yes.
Pedro in 04, sneaky, not that great.
Yeah, not like what he was.
Not vintage Pedro.
Yeah, right.
So, like, Schilling was unbelievable.
No, you could get the two best pitchers in baseball, besides Paul Skeens, back to back.
No.
Insane.
Crochet Scooble greater than Pedro Schilling in 04. Not their careers.
Yeah.
But in 04?
Oh, yeah. These guys are still
greater
in their 20s.
Like, that's not even a hot take.
Okay.
Maybe you could throw this gentleman into the deal, Keith, along with Jaron Duran.
Please do.
They could both be wearing old English Ds.
Yeah, fine by me.
As much as they want. Slap an old English D on both these guys.
Wearing the old English D.
Tristan Casas on Instagram last night.
Yeah, Tristan Casas on Instagram. Okay.
What does this mean? I don't know what we
got. I don't know.
If we're going to have any chance at something.
So wait, by the way, it's a picture of him. Just paint the picture.
It looks like he just hit a moonshot.
Foul. But no, it looks like it's a picture of him in a major league game, right? He's at Fenway Park.
He's at Fenway looking at something. He looked like he went opposite field or deep center field. The catcher and the umpire are both staring off.
Whoa.
Like, look at this majestic moonshot.
And then this is the caption that he wrote.
Okay. Tristan Casas. If we're going to have any chance at something, decent, it's stuff like this that needs to be addressed. I'm going to try to be as transparent as possible, .. within reason, space, period. No delusion, space, comma, space, just normalizing the tough conversation.
Man, the new Taylor Swift album is weak.
Well, I was going to say, is that a song lyric? Or is that
could be.
Is that a movie quote?
I don't, no movie that I can think of. Excuse me. I don't swallowed a bug. I don't know what that is. I don't need this guy on the team. I'll be, I don't think it's working out here. I think he's a change of scenery guy if there ever was one.
If we're going to have any chance at something decent, it's stuff like this that needs to be addressed.
Who's he talking to?
Space, comma, space. I'm going to be try to be as transparent as
this
possible.
This seems like a response to somebody.
Within reason. Space, but period.
Has anybody even mentioned this guy's name in months?
No.
The only thing I always thought was funny, he was in that commercial that aired during all the games, and you're like, maybe find somebody who's not out for the season.
On Nesson?
Like, all the time. Yeah. Like, all right, maybe find
him in Devers.
He endeavors, and then there's one like Tanner Houck.
Poor Tanner Houck.
All right.
Poor Tanner Houck driving around Jemai Webster.
I know.
Like the car parallel parking itself. It's like, guys, find somebody else. Actually,
were they doing coffee in cars or whatever with comedians that they were doing?
No, actually, we should have the opposite approach. You maybe even brought this up. Whatever you do, don't put Roman Anthony in one of those.
Do not.
Yeah.
Those guys were dropping like flies.
None of your
year.
Marketing material, please.
Yeah, but I don't know. The thing is, you're selling so low on Casas that like, he's just like a throw-in.
Well, not if you're throwing him into a Scooble deal. I wouldn't consider that selling low.
Well, yeah, but so my point would be like, say they come in, they're like, hey, we want Peyton Tolley, Connolly Early, Jaren Duran, the password, Christian Campbell.
Casas.
Yeah. At that point, you're like, God, it's not even like added value.
Okay,
like,
but Scooble's a one-year rental. You know, so
yeah,
like,
so maybe all the guys I named wouldn't be the deal, but it'd be pretty significant.
Okay, does Duran, Tolley, Casas get it done? Probably not.
Duran, Tolley, Casas? No.
Duran, Tolley, Campbell, Casas.
Maybe. I mean, I think if they view Campbell the way like the league kind of views him as like one of the top prospects in baseball, I think maybe. And maybe you give them the choice between Tolley and Early. Maybe they like
sure.
one more
maybe
than
you
the
give
other.
Them the choice yeah. between Campbell and the password.
Yeah, yeah. I think it would be a pretty overwhelming deal. So he's 28 now. He'll be 29 for this season, though. So he's not like the youngest dude in the world. And you're talking about having to extend him into his 30s. But he's on the short list. He's one of the three best pitchers in baseball. Normally, if I'm giving up like a crazy trade package, it would be for an everyday player. He's one of the three that I would do it for. We talked about this before. Remember we were doing like the Ohtani, Roman Anthony? Like normally I'm so scared of the pitchers that are just going to get Tommy John like tomorrow. But these three guys are just like hosses, and they just get the ball and go. They throw a ton of innings, and it would be like unfair if you had them back-to-back.
You didn't say you'd trade Anthony for Scooble, but if you were starting a team, you would have taken Scooble before Anthony, right?
I think so right now,
I think that was the discussion we had before.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, you know, you're trading one for another. You're talking about contracts and cost control
so
and everything
I wouldn't else. I wouldn't do the trade, but I think
if you could just start a team.
I think you probably would, yeah.
Okay. So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Does anybody have any idea what Tristan Casas is talking about?
No.
And furthermore,
we need an interpreter. Do we have a Casas interpreter out there, maybe?
Well, yeah, we do.
Who is it?
Bradfo. What do you mean, do we have a Casas interpreter?
Yes, we do.
We have, like, the Casas interpreter.
Good
what
point.
Do you mean?
Yeah. Get Bradfo on the horn.
He was ready to have Casas come in and produce the old afternoon show.
Yeah, that didn't
that
happen.
Was lined up. No,
what
it
happened?
Didn't. No. We were promised it. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, do we have a Casas interpreter? Yeah, it's Bradfo. You can discuss that. Also, Jaren Duran, Red Sox may be in on Tarik Skubal, according to Buster Olney. 617-779-7937. Maybe all those things fit together. By the way, Jim Bowden, your guy, Keith.
Yeah, Ralph.
Good stuff from him.
He always does.
He has a follow-up.
Who do you steal this from?
Alex Bregman opting out.
Okay.
Whereas we also got the news yesterday, not surprising, but good news, that Trevor Story is opting in.
Yeah.
He said the following. The Red Sox love their time with Alex Bregman. I think that's just interesting wording, by the way.
I think that's crazy wording.
The Red Sox loved their time with Alex Bregman.
Okay. Their time's over?
Well, there's that. There's also, did Bregman love his time?
I don't know.
Red Sox loved their time with Bregman. Did Bregman love his time?
I feel like Bregman did.
It seemed that way. That's
from
not
the
what
outside,
it, that's
did.
Not what it says. Maybe that just gives you his perspective on it, and that is past tense. Loved.
Ralph has a way with words.
And appreciated all he did on and off the field. Again, appreciated, past tense. That said, I'm not sure they'll be willing to commit to Bregman on a long-term contract at his market price. We mentioned this late in the show yesterday. He is being, a ballpark estimate, 6 years, 170, 6 years, 180.
Yeah, would you give him either of those?
I mean, you're telling me I either have him or I don't, yes, I would give it to him, yeah. But
I don't think he's going to get that.
I also don't think he's going to get that, but we'll see. I mean, if that's the market, let's say it's the market, would you give him 6-180? I would hold my nose and give it to him, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't clip that. But yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't mark that.
Oh, good Lord.
The guy at Maine who has something to say about that.
Yeah, I think he might. Good gravy.
Anyways, I would.
But, yeah, I think you have to. Like,
I would not be thrilled.
Yeah.
But I would give him that contract, yes.
But you know what this turns into, which is going to be really lame, I feel like, is the Red Sox will probably make a move, right? And it's probably, unfortunately, not going to be Tarek Skubal. I'm praying that it is, and that'd be amazing if it is. But let's say it's like a Joe Ryan type, and then they re-sign Bregman. So maybe it's that deal, maybe it's a little bit less. And then their big press conference is, guys, we got a pitcher and Alex Bregman. I'm like, you had Bregman.
Right.
Like, I get it. It's like a new contract, and like he is technically going to be a free agent. You did bring him back. But like, I want to add to the lineup and to the rotation, and I'm not even counting Bregman.
I would hold my nose and give it to him, yeah. I saw Nick's face. I knew exactly what he was doing.
He's like, all right, I'm done. Yeah, he's like, that's it for me today. I've done enough. Talking.
That was about Bregman, of course.
Obviously, that was about Bregman. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. But I mean, look, Keith, it keeps him in Boston.
It's true. Whatever. For the team.
Yeah.
For the Sox.
I mean, you're willing to do whatever it takes for Gavin McKenna.
I am.
I am very plowed and priest.
Yeah, you'd have to be plowed and priest if that's the case. So your gut reaction right now, or your prediction right now, is Bregman back on the Red Sox?
No.
Yeah, it is Jim Bowden, so like whatever.
He'll delete and turn into a Twitter egg at any moment.
You never know.
But
so, because all along I was like, he'll be back, whether he opts out or not. I wasn't even 100% convinced he was going to opt out. And then you're like, all right, fine. Maybe he feels like the money's out there. It's a really weak third base free agent class. I get it. But let's not overstate the season he had. He had a good year. He also missed 50 games with an injury that he aggravated that he had a few years ago.
I promise you I won't do this.
Yeah.
I
do want him.
No, if he signs for 6-180 with another team, I'm not going to call that team stupid and be like, oh, look at this moron team giving him all this. I won't do that.
No.
Like, I'll say he had the market right. Him and Boris got it right. I was wrong. He was right to opt out. He got that contract. Good for him and good for the team that got him. Okay? But I don't think he's going to get that on the market. And I guess we'll let the market bear it out and prove it. He didn't get that last year. And he was hurt again this year. And by the end of the year, was pretty much a coach. He wasn't even a player anymore.
Yeah.
He was just a coach fixing everybody else's swing and couldn't fix his own. So I don't think he's going to get that. But if he does, good for him. And if he gets it from another team, then I'll give them credit for it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, all right, I want him back, but if you end up paying him a lot of money, and I obviously want John Henry to spend a ton of money, like treat it like the Dodgers. That's what I want. I know it's not going to happen, but if you get him and then that really stands in the way of other moves, you know, like Pete Alonso and a pitcher versus Bregman and a pitcher, or let's even say it's like Pete Alonso and like a better pitcher versus like a lesser pitcher with Bregman. Like you start to get into these different kind of matchups.
If that ends up happening, maybe I'll like the net result.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, no.
But you should have both.
I want
three,
Bregman
I mean.
Back, and yeah. I am the most afraid that I've been that he won't be back next year. I've been pretty confident throughout most of it.
Yeah, no, that was worded in a way he was like, he liked his time here, but like that's over. And now like all these teams want him for 6 years and the Red Sox might not go there.
One more time. The wording was, the Red Sox loved their time with Alex Bregman and appreciated all he did on and off the field. That said, I'm not sure he's willing to meet their price, or they're willing to meet his price. I would hold my nose and give it to him. Yeah, I would.
You gotta hold your nose.
I mean, look, Breslow, I'm your guy. If you need to. If you need to, you know, push the deal over the finish line, dial me up.
Like that guy. You see the Firefest documentary?
Yeah, the original one?
Yeah.
Yes.
There was the guy that was like the meme. Remember the meme of that guy? He'd get anything done. That guy was the man. We have to Photoshop your face on that guy.
Bill Belichick, by the way, this is breaking news.
Oh, what's got up? The job done, Kevin. Bill in every which way.
Bill Belichick may need someone like that to push his Hall of Fame candidacy over the line. But he is now one of the 9 semifinalists in the coaching category.
Congratulations,
Bill. We were talking about this last week. We're like, oh, it's 12, and then they're cutting it down to 9? It feels like a few too many
steps
here.
Why do you even have to cut those three guys out? Drag them to the finish. Why do you have to cut them out now?
Bill advanced from the group of 12 down to 9. It is Belichick, Coughlin, Holmgren, Chuck Knox, Buddy Parker, of course.
Yeah, Buddy Parker's got a good shot at it.
Dan Reeves, Marty Schottenheimer, George Seifert, and Mike Shanahan.
There's a little photo of all these guys.
Buddy Parker.
Black and white. Black and white photo. And wearing a suit, so he probably should get in. Long overdue on Buddy Parker.
I don't know why he hasn't gotten in yet.
What the hell happened to him?
617-779-7937. There's a little NFL talk for you. A reminder, football talk on WEEI presented by Paramount+. Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus. Watch your local games live all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 10 matchup between the Patriots and the Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get you the hashtag Dork Minute at 11:45. Terp standing by with Pure Hoops at high noon. And on the way next, some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, where we've been reacting to the nada, to stick with the Spanish, that the Patriots did at the NFL trade deadline. But we're going to shift gears. A little preview of Major League Baseball free agency and the Red Sox offseason with our buddy, Mr. McFarland, Rob Bradford. What's up?
All right.
How we doing?
What's going on, guys?
We're great. We are, basking in the glory of no trades for the Patriots. You know, that whole build-up.
We've lived that life, haven't we?
Yes,
we've lived that life.
But also, Bradfoe, we have been kind of afterglowing a little bit since we haven't had a chance to talk to you. Easily one of the greatest Game 7s, if not one of the best postseason baseball games of all time this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. And being there was awesome.
Brag of the week.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll scream from the mountaintops. And not only that, but I stayed in a boutique hotel that was bizarrely sandwiched between the most popular college bar in all of University of Toronto, and on the other side of the hotel was a fraternity house.
Oh my God.
Hello, kids.
Was this old school? Kids. Old school? We're going streaking?
Oh my God. How watching that Pajes catch live, was that just like... Holy smokes.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that when he's hit it, okay, it's over. There was two moments where you had the Rojas play where he throws it, where he fights off the baseball and then somehow gets up and throws it a strike home. You're like, well, it's over then. It wasn't over then. The Páez catch, he demolishes his Kike. We thought it was over then. It was just like, it was incredible. And I said this, like the crowd there, I was driving away from Toronto and I'm just like, I felt so bad for the people there. So bad. And I don't really care. I don't really feel that way. For the most part, I'm cruel that way. But those people, think about that. I mean, you had nobody on, one out in the ninth, one run up. You haven't had this experience since 1993. And then sad trombone, you're just going to have to bury yourself in a vat of Molson.
All right, Bradfo, before we get into the preview of the offseason and Bregman and Story and Major League Baseball free agency, I need to ask you to interpret Tristan Casas's Instagram account. Let me just read it real quick. So he posted a photo 18 hours ago of him at Fenway Park. Looks like hitting a ball to the left field side of Fenway, maybe over the monster. And he writes, if we're going to have any chance at something decent, it's stuff like this that needs to be addressed. I'm going to try to be as transparent as possible, .. within reason. No delusion, comma, just normalizing the tough conversation. What are we talking about?
I think that the opportunity here is to maybe experience AI a little bit, whether it's understanding that there's a good possibility that Tristan Casas basically put this through AI and that's what came out, or if we said to AI, what did Tristan Casas mean by this, and it'll give us some sort of answer, because the human brain can't get around what he wrote here. I mean, my guess is that this whole idea of signing Pete Alonso and not even mentioning Tristan Casas in off-season sort of situations, maybe that was it. Don't count me out. But that was a very convoluted don't count me out Instagram post.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, do I have to talk to Grok or Gemini or somebody else to help me make sense of this?
I think it's a worthwhile exercise, though, isn't it? Can we do that? Can we just like say, hey, what does this mean? If somebody writes this, what does this mean? And I'm sure it'll come up with something.
What about Wally? Wally once laid in the grass and looked up at the clouds with him, so maybe he has some insight into what the hell he's talking about.
There you go.
Too bad
there
he can't talk.
So, Bradfo, Trevor Story opts in. He's going nowhere, staying for the final 2 years, 25 apiece like we thought, and you had said so during the season as well. But Bregmania is on the verge of being gone, baby, gone from Red Sox Nation. If you had to guess today, does he come back or is he gone?
My guess right now, which I didn't think I would ever say, is that I'm sort of leaning toward him not being here. And here's the reasoning behind it. Is it because, as you know, we pointed out, once you get the qualifying offer off of him, Scott Boras is screaming and yelling, I got the qualifying offer off him. Now we can play ball. Look at what I did with Matt Chapman. Same deal, same age. I got him the 6-year deal. And now, if it's just Detroit, if it's just Kansas City, if it's just Houston, then sure. Like, I think the Red Sox would step up and probably sign him. But what's sitting there is the Philadelphias of the world, the Dodgers of the world, like those sort of things, which they get in the mix for this guy. Like, it's going to get uncomfortable. And are the Red Sox willing to get uncomfortable? Like, that's what it comes back to. Sure, they had a great offseason last year, but let's be honest, they played chicken with Bregman. And I don't think you can play chicken with him this time around. I think they played chicken with him already. The fact that they weren't talking with him throughout the course of the year, say, oh, yeah, you want to opt out of that $40 million? Okay, we'll see about that. Sure, okay, he did. And now it's going to be, oh, you think you can get an offer out there? Well, we'll see about that. And I think he probably can. And I get it. Like, he didn't have a great year for his standards. And he's creeping up into the 30s. But I'll say it again, that you have Matt Chapman. That example was Scott Boras got that guy the kind of contract which probably Alex Bregman's looking for. And I don't know if the Red Sox will give him that. Like, they should probably, but I don't know if they will.
So, Bradfo, correct me if I'm wrong, 5 o'clock tomorrow is the start of official MLB free agency. Okay, so heading into that, what are your general thoughts on how it's going to go? Fast, slow, early, old school, new school, whatever. And then the Red Sox. We've sort of thrown around this idea that, well, if Bregman opted out,
That's a $40 million slot. And Devers is gone. That's a $30 million slot. And Giolito's not on the books. Wow, there's like $100 million right there that they can spend. Realistically, how much money do they have to spend and how aggressive will they be spending it?
Well, they have all that money to spend. It's just how aggressive you're going to be. And, you know, I think that for those who say, well, they're cheap. Well, no, they're not cheap. And they did spend money last year and they did sign these extensions. But I think the bigger issue, more than them spending the money, is how they are valuing the players. So are you valuing the player the right way? That's, to me, the biggest thing, not even close. And so you go into this offseason, I mean, I think that there's a very real possibility where, first of all, to answer your question, it is going to drag out. It always drags out. It stinks. Like, the one thing that I actually liked about the lockout was the deadlines of the doing these deals. That was awesome. But it's going to drag out, and I think that the Red Sox, like, they have to do what they did when it comes to the Crochet trade last year, get uncomfortable. They have to do what they did, which, you know, for some of these other players, you have to get uncomfortable, because there are very real scenarios here where you can get guys. Pete, I'll say it again. Like I told you guys, I didn't think they're going to get Pete Alonso. I probably think they still won't get Pete Alonso. But that doesn't mean I don't think Pete Alonso is a really, really good fit here. I mean, he is. He checks off a ton of boxes, just like Bregman did last year. So I think it's going to come down to how does this front office value guys? Because keep in mind, there were people in that front office who didn't want Bregman, right? So it's not like we can say, well, this makes this all the sense in the world. Pete Alonso makes all the sense in the world. Go get him. No, we can't say that because they might be valuing different. All I know is this, that you should take the examples of the teams that have won, understand that it's really, really cool to win a World Series. It's really, really good for business to even be in a World Series. And to get there, you have to spend some money and you have to get uncomfortable.
Yeah, it'd be really cool also just to get a home playoff gate because all three games were at Yankee Stadium and the Sox didn't reap any benefits therein. Side note, Bradfo, one of the guys that I was hoping might opt out that the Sox could pursue for a number two or number three starter, Jack Flaherty, who I was so impressed with in the postseason for the Tigers, opted back in. So there goes that dream. And as far as Pete Alonso, it's too perfect a fit. He's a little younger than Bregman. And hits on average about 36, 37 home runs a year, a right-handed power hitter, and plays first base. Farewell, Casas. Hello, Green Monster. That's somebody that I'd be willing to invest in. But if you're sort of like crystal ball reading for the Sox, do you think they prioritize maximum assets on a power right-handed bat or a number two starter this offseason?
Oh, I think that you have to get some home runs somewhere, right? And you don't have to say see you later to Casas either. I mean, you can flip-flop those guys, first base, DH, whatever it is. And you're right. I mean, to me, it makes a lot of sense. And my fear is, oh, he's not that good defensively. Well, you know what? Who else wasn't good defensively? Juan Soto. And I'm not saying that Pete Alonso is Juan Soto, but the point is that the most important thing is that you have to find ways to hit the ball out of the park. You have to find this guy plays, I was going to say almost in every game. No, every game he plays in. And so you have to get that element. You have to get that middle of the order because what they landed with at the end of the year, that wasn't the sort of middle of the order that's going to get you anywhere. And I know Roman Anthony was out, but you have to find solutions. And Bregman might be another guy who dilutes that solution as well. And another thing, guys, that we should pay attention to is – let's not forget Rafael Devers, all right? Rafael Devers trade right now, great. You know, short term, you won. You made the playoffs. You did what Craig Breslow said you would. You won more games by doing the deal than maybe that you would if you kept him. But the whole payoff, let's not forget the payoff of Rafael Devers was the money. So if they do not spend the money, if they do not allocate the resource, then they should be held accountable for that. Because much like it was the case after the Nick Punto trade in 2012, you know, this was the payoff. They spent the money there. They distributed around a million different places, but they spent the money. If they don't do it this time around, like, they should be called out because Devers is still a good hitter. Devers is still a good player, and you are still searching for the replacement for Rafael Devers.
Bradfo, before we let you go, when do we start hearing about the Joe Ryan trade talks heating up again, and when can I expect him to be at Fenway Park for his introductory press conference?
Well, you're going to hear the talk kick up next week at the GM meetings, which I will not be staying in a fraternity house there.
Ah.
But I mean, who knows, just for fun.
Never know.
That's a lot of people are going to be asking Derek Falvey, Lin's own Derek Falvey, about Joe Ryan there, much like Chris Getz of Chicago was asked about Crochet at the GM meetings last year. You're going to start hearing it kick up next week. I think it's going to probably play along the lines of what the Crochet, like that was around the winter meetings, early December. So, yeah, I think that to answer your question initially about which is more important, it's not that far. I said Pete Alonso, I said middle of the order hitter, but it's not that far off. I mean, one thing the postseason showed us is that you need lockdown starting pitch as much as you can find, because ultimately when the rubber meets the road in late October, that's the thing that's going to win it for you. So let's keep the Joe Ryan fires burning, because I'm still all in on that.
Okay, before we sign it off, if there was one word you wanted to yell, what would it be?
That would be McFarland. What's the Canadian exchange rate on McFarland? I don't know what it is, but I was screaming it in Toronto, and it seemed to have double the effect.
And all those co-eds loved it, I'm sure.
I tell you what, nothing makes you feel younger than some good HVAC talk. I'm telling you. It's science.
All right, Bradfo, we will be talking to you down the road when something happens. We appreciate you joining us.
All right, thanks, guys. I'll see you.
Baseball isn't boring, eh?
That's right.
Science.
that was a very different McFarland there. Kind of went down my spine a little bit.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Jones and Keith coming up at 10. By the way, Jackson told me that he is launching the Jackson 5 on the Jones and Keith program today.
Oh, awesome.
So, all right. Tune in for that. We may, Curtis, I don't know if the morning will work for him or not, but we may need to have Jackson back to host Savant v. Savant next week. Me versus you.
I cannot wait.
Yeah. So we may need to get a special Jackson appearance, although his duties might preclude that because he is on a different schedule these days.
How do we know that this isn't rigged to benefit you because you are the namesake of the show?
You would never know.
Yep.
Right.
Unfortunately, I mean, I would ask him to, whatever the questions are, to lock and seal them in some kind of a safe or something right up till the bit begins.
Right. But, well, you're going down. That's all I know.
You would never know. Just about a month away, a little less than a month away, because I've had some questions about it, our annual Toys for Tots Christmas broadcast at Bach Exotics. So put that down in the calendar. That is Friday, December 5th. Do I have the date right?
Correct.
And so every year you guys are extraordinary when it comes to the amount of toys that you bring. And I'm sure that this year will be no different. So I hope you will make plans right now to join us at Bach Exotics on Friday, December 5th, as we get fully into the holiday season here. This is Calvin from Methuen. What's up, Calvin?
Hey, why not? So, guys, why not try to go for Ramirez? I know family members of him and Lawrence Methuen. He loved Boston. His favorite player was Manny. He signed with Cleveland for 100 years for a discount, and they never get players for him. He's not happy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You have a bunch of needs on the baseball team, so you got to do something when it comes to pitching. You got to do something when it comes to first base. I don't know. Do you have to do something when it comes to second base, Curtis? Like, is Christian Campbell done, or is he? They're going to give him another shot at it. What's the deal there?
I couldn't tell you two things about the future of Christian Campbell. I just have a general question. Will the payroll be bigger or smaller than last year?
I think it'll be
bigger. I think he'll make some moves in the offseason. I think the question about like second base, third base, the good thing is you have a player like Meyer who could play either position. Because then he played a little bit of second base, and then obviously we've seen him play third base. So if your expectations are for him, especially with Trevor Story opting in, it kind of says like, all right, he's going to be shortstop, so we'll figure out whether or not we want to play Meyer at third, or if we the caller brought up Ramirez or a player like that and bring him to play third and put Meyer at second base. I feel like you have some flexibility with him as a player where you can bounce him around.
Well, Curtis believes it is likely that they will trade Jaren Duran. That was a sign and trade, that 1 year deal there.
So. That is correct. That is what I believe.
Yeah, because you're not going to stay with a four-man outfield and kind of be like, especially when all four guys are everyday players.
And the 40-man, according to Kotz Baseball Contracts, which is a website I visited way too much back in the day, 2026 projected payroll right now is $166 million. Their opening day payroll last year was $193 million. So that's obviously the departure of Bregman and of Devers.
Devers, yeah.
If you think they're going to spend $40 million fresh money, God love you. But if that means also if they trade Duran, that's $8 million off the books as well.
Because I don't know if you're going to necessarily get a $40 million player, right?
Well, are you okay with going into the season, like, let's like with Marcelo Meyer, even though he's had some injury issues, as your everyday third baseman? So,
yeah,
you are.
I got no issues with that. I feel more confident in him than I do Bregman.
I have a question. Who's more critical, Wiggy of the Red Sox or Jed of the Bruins?
I'm very critical of the Sox. When they do things that they shouldn't be doing, when they don't sign
players. Why not pay $40 million for Bregman?
Because he's not worth $41 million.
Well, nobody's really worth $40
million.
There
are guys that are worth $40 million. He's not. I'm not going to pay a guy $41
million. Well, Lou would disagree with you.
Yeah, I understand Lou, but Lou works for the team.
Oh.
I don't.
Wow.
And I come from a different view. And listen, we love Lou, but a guy who...
Jason Varitek works for the team, and we were going over, and you said $40 million for a locker room guy. He was
kind of like, yeah, it was like, wait a second, what are we coaches? Right. Then I should be getting
$40 million.
Right, and I think he feels that, I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but $41 million for a guy who missed, 70 games this year, and then prior to that, he dealt with injury. I think he missed, like, maybe the year before that when he was in Houston. He missed, like, 50 games. He's 32 years old. His production is not the same. So you're telling me because he might give good advice to some of those players in the clubhouse that you should, as an organization. And remember, he opted out of the $41 million or the $80 million that they owed him. He said, listen, I don't want that. I want more.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's offensive to you.
Well, I'm like, wait a second, Clay. So he wants $160 million.
Yeah.
He might want another 2 years at 40 a year. So
would you give Schwarber $40
million? No, I don't think Schwarber would cost you $40
million. What would you give Schwarber?
I'd probably give Schwarber somewhere in the 30 range.
All right. For how many years?
I mean, I'd say how old is Schwarber? He's what?
It's around the same age.
Is he the same age? Maybe a 3 year deal. I'd give him somewhere, 30 something a year.
He's
32.
Yeah.
I mean, is he going to be able to afford Waltham at that salary?
Yeah,
level?
You might have to. He might
be my
want
neighbor
a little
in Waltham.
Curtis, don't you?
Why Waltham? Would you say maybe. That?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you were in Waltham.
Maybe.
Oh,
what's up, Wiggs?
Oh. No, I was going to say, but don't you
are
think.
Are you on the Weston Line or where are you?
Yeah.
In Waltham?
Oh, it's not near that.
Beautiful. Dairy Joy, great spot.
Oh, it's a great spot.
I got to try it.
But don't you think like $30 million around that world for Schwab is like a good price?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I think so. I don't know. I haven't seen the projections, but that would seem to make sense, and I would do that absolutely.
And that's why I feel like I would do that. You would probably get more production out of Schwarber, right?
Yep.
He's not as injury prone. You'd get more production, and you'd probably still get the locker room guy that you need. Even if it was a Pete Alonso, which probably is in the same world salary-wise, who's probably going to cost you somewhere in the $30 million range. I would do Pete Alonso, and if you had...
Safe.
If you If you had Meyer at third base and you brought in a guy like Schwarbs or Pete Alonso at first base and then figured out maybe brought in another player at second base that might be a little bit, you know, less money, I just think that the Red Sox look at it, is he worth an extra $80 million for him to be happy?
Mr. Baseball, Len Laird, checking in via the text machine.
Whoa. I thought Brett was Mr. Baseball.
No, he's Baseball Brett.
Okay.
Schwarbs, projection, 5 for 145.
So right at that 30 mark, basically. Yeah. Wiggy, you nailed it.
Yeah. So I would do that.
Yeah. 5 years, gets you to 37 years old.
Right, and he's a first baseman, so it's like, all right, just hit me home runs, and that's what he does. Mm-hmm. I would do Pete Alonso.
Also, Curtis, some rumblings that the Dodgers are in the mix when it comes to Alex Bregman.
Yeah. And so Ken just sent an update. That's what he wants to offer you, Greg.
Oh,
you led the Dodgers to the World Series.
I mean, don't tell him this, but I love this job so much, I do it for free.
Oh. Right. Well, you do it for the opposite of free. God bless you.
I really don't.
I love this. We got the hot stove turned on.
I don't know enough about, you know, I don't want to dive into a world that I don't know enough about, like some of these other guys that
You do that every day. I don't know why today would be any.
No, no, I'm talking about guys you could get. Like, I don't know the guys that you could get out there.
Well,
you know, like, he brought up the guy Ramirez. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know enough about him.
He signed a 7-year contract like 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah, so I don't know enough about those guys. I would do Pete Alonso. But I do know enough that I wouldn't give Bregman another 2 years at $80 million, which give him 4 years, call it 160. I would not do that. That's a smart move by the Red Sox not to do that.
I would agree, Wiggs. If you said if you kept to pick one, Schwarber or Bregman, I would pick Schwarber.
Yep. And I would. And if they don't pick a guy like Schwarber, if they don't go after him, I would be criticizing them. I'd be very disappointed because that's what, you know, you would need.
Yep.
Texter believes that Bregman is going to come crawling back, that he's not going to get the deal that he wants out there.
I agree. Who's going to give him?
The Dodgers will.
The Dodgers are going to give him?
They have a billion dollar payroll.
No, like, I understand that.
They're in on, who are they in on now? Bo Bichette, they're the favorite four.
Right.
So bingo.
That dude just keeps writing checks out.
He might be right. Maybe
that
they're willing to overpay.
The Lakers, too. Like, yeah. I mean, he doesn't care.
Yeah, maybe they're willing to overpay.
What if the Dodgers could get Bronny?
Yeah. I think he'd do better at baseball than he is at basketball right now.
All right. Coming up, we'll get the Hill Notes. And right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think that the opportunity here is to maybe experience AI a little bit, whether it's understanding that there's a good possibility that Tristan Casas basically put this through AI and that's what came out, or if we said to AI, what did Tristan Casas mean by this, and it'll give us some sort of answer, because the human brain can't get around what he had, what he wrote here. I mean, my guess is that he's this whole idea of signing Pete Alonso and not even mentioning Tristan Casas in an offseason sort of situations. Maybe that was it. Don't count me out. But that was a very convoluted don't count me out Instagram post.
Yeah, it was.
My human mind is telling me to do something.
I told you Brad Foe would be able to translate that.
Yeah, I think he nailed it. Convoluted, don't count me out.
And?
But now I think everybody's counting him out. Nobody really wants that guy.
And he's in his feelings a little bit.
Sure.
That the Red Sox might be signing Pete Alonso.
I hope they sign Pete
Alonso. I like that angle to it. And I'll be honest, our social media, I don't know if that was Brian, our social media played that up a little bit more than Rob said in that answer. But, yeah, is Casas in his feelings? Clearly.
Yeah.
Is he in his feelings because...
He gone!
Not only he gone... He know who the Red Sox are signing.
No, I don't think he knows who they're signing. I don't. I think it's more everybody is counting him out. Everybody. I think it's more of a response to that. I think nobody even includes him in like the 2025 Reds or 2026 Red Sox. So whatever your best case scenario is, right? Everybody's got one. I got this guy at first base. I got this guy at DH. They're going to make this signing, make this trade. I haven't seen a single like wish list projected lineup that has Tristan Casas in it.
No.
And I'm sure he's aware of that.
Do you even want him on the opening day? If he's here and he's not traded, do you even want him on the opening day roster?
I don't need him.
You want him in Worcester?
No, I don't need him. Yeah, I guess you'd want him hitting in Worcester and see if he can turn things around. Like, the only reason I would keep him.
I wouldn't have him on the big league roster because if he's not starting, what's he doing?
No,
it's
useless.
I don't want him starting at first. I'd have him in Worcester.
Yeah, I'd probably put him in Worcester. And I just think because his trade value is so incredibly low. They're like, what are you going to get for him? Unless it's one of these big-time trades and he is part of that deal. And a team's like, we'll take the potential upside, include him. And then you're like, oh, no, we really can't part with him. But okay, here you
Fine.
Go. You can have him.
He might hit 40 homers.
But yeah, I'd be really disappointed if they didn't acquire a first baseman better than him and more somebody you can count on more so than him.
So that was Rob Bradford yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. It's hour number two of Jones and Keefe. I see Jackson is here. He's ready for the Jackson 5 coming up about
right.
A half an hour from now.
Yes.
Although I don't know if he has to meet with our legal team before we get that going.
Oh, that's true.
We also will go on the clock at high noon 1 hour from now. Keefe will make his foolish case against cloning.
It's the only case.
I will make the case for. So stay tuned for it. Just know Tom Brady's on my side. I stand with Tom Brady.
Yeah, you can have him.
You're apparently not a Brady guy.
I'm with everybody else.
I think you're not Tom Brady.
No.
In this argument.
I am fine with that.
Okay. 617-779-7937. I hope what Brad Foe mentioned there is Casas is in his feelings because he knows they're about to sign Pete Alonso. They're about to sign Schwarber, which isn't a perfect one-for-one fit, DH more so than first base, but work with me on it. I hope it's that. I hope he knows he's getting phased out. Not just that he feels he's being left out or he's worried about getting traded or he's just a weirdo in general and posting his feelings online.
Yeah.
I hope it's because he knows what shoe is about to drop and that's a sign the Red Sox are doing something this offseason. But
That'd
I admittedly,
no.
I would tell you that's wishful thinking. I think it is. Because I also don't think, like, he would even know. And he would probably, you know, hear some of the rumors and things like that. But I don't think he would know.
His agent might know. If his agent is like...
I guess depending on who he represents,
his agent is like, hey, the Red Sox are shopping you. And where would you like to go? And you might be going here and you might be going there. And he's like, well, why the hell are they trading me? And he's like, well, they might sign somebody big. Like, I think there's a way he could figure out through back channels.
Oh.
Breslow wouldn't sit him down and tell him. But there's a way he could find out through back channels. Never mind, right, if he's represented by the same agent who represents another player and knows what dominoes are going to fall. So I wouldn't rule that out at all.
Okay. All right. So that would be, I mean, that would be pretty positive for me. I would take that. Yeah, he's just a guy that I know there's a lot of potential upside there. I mean, Craig Breslow, not that long ago, said 40-110. He's like a 40 home run guy, 110 RBI guy.
I would play that clip on a loop for whoever I'm trading him to.
Be like, you guys, you got to remember, he hit 24 home runs in 2023. And then since then, he's at a total of 16 because he's never available. You know, we talk about Christian Gonzalez having the hamstring injury that kept him out for 2 months. Tristan Casas had a rib injury that kept him out for like 6 months.
I mean, a year. Yeah.
Maybe even a year. Maybe still dealing with it for all we know. So part of it, maybe the guy does have buzzard's luck when it comes to injuries. But at the same time, you cannot rely on him at all. And so I think that would be foolish. Like, if you went into next season with him at first base, then I think you're just asking for trouble. You're asking for 2 months into the season being like, well, can Romy Gonzalez play over there? Or can Nick Sogard play over there? Like, don't even make that a possibility. Just get somebody better than him right off the rip.
So I hope they're thinking big at that position. And listening to Bradfo, I hope Casas is posting it in his feelings.
Sure.
Is evidence of them thinking big at the position. 617-779-7937. You want to talk Red Sox, you can. Meanwhile, Tim Healy of the Boston Globe was on the MLB Network, Intentional Talk, one of their shows, with A.J. Pierzynski, whatever one that is.
Okay.
And he's on there talking about the Red Sox outfield, the glut they have in the outfield, and who could be going, who could be staying. I thought this was interesting.
I think a trade of an outfielder is very likely. And if you look at the outfielders the Red Sox have, Jarren Duran kind of feels like the odd man out more than the other guys. And it will depend on once the Red Sox start talking to other teams, who teams like and what they're willing to give up. And that will shape a lot of this, because the Red Sox like Jarren Duran and they'd be happy to keep Jarren Duran if they can make the roster and the outfield work. So if some team wants to blow them out of the water for Willier or Abreu, sure, Roman Anthony can go play right field. But if somebody wants Jarren Duran, then Roman Anthony will play left. The wild card here is Rafaela, who is amazing at center field, really streaky at the plate. So I don't think they'll trade Rafaela, because as an elite defender alone, his contract is really team friendly. So, you know, I think they'll keep Rafaela. I can't completely rule out that he's the one traded, but, you know, with going with Roman Anthony, Sedan Rafaela, and then one of Duran and Abreu, that's a pretty good outfield.
So I think it's interesting that Tim Healy, and that was on foul territory, by the way.
Foul territory.
Correct. With A.J. Pierzynski.
All right.
I think it's interesting he kind of ran through all the names. Like, Roman Anthony's not going anywhere.
He's the one basically untradeable guy.
But he's like, Duran, sure. Abreu in the right deal, yeah. Rafaela, I don't think so, but somebody blows him away, yeah. And I found that to be interesting. Like, they have an opportunity to shop any of those three guys around.
Yeah, yeah.
And as much as Duran would be the one I would move first, if you're telling me Rafaela or Abreu is getting me a better pitcher in return, I'd do that.
Well, 100%. I think it's similar, like, when we talk about some of the guys in the minor league system, or if you gave a team a choice, you're like, hey, you can have Peyton Tolley or Connolly Early, right? Like, you give them that choice, you're keeping one of them gets dealt away and could be like the centerpiece of a trade. Same thing here. Jarren Duran's name has been brought up the most, like, throughout the season, even at the deadline. It was like, Jarren Duran, part of it is his contract. He's older than those other guys. He's also, you know, 2 years ago, he's like one of the best players in the league. Last year, he's kind of incredibly average. So I don't know how they project Duran going forward, but it was almost like a done deal. He'd be the obvious one to go. But if you're talking, let's go like pie in the sky, Tarek Skubal in Detroit, and they're like, we don't want Duran, but we do want Rafaela.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that, see you later.
No, that, like, level of deal. But I'm saying, like, even if it gets you a better pitcher, you know.
Joe Ryan, you want to go back to that one?
Yeah, not even that significant. You know, if it's just, we could trade Duran, but the market is lukewarm and it gets him out of here. And I think a lot of fans are just done with him and want to move on. And we both, even I, who had been pretty pro Jaren Duran throughout.
Right.
We were both pro him at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I was very pro Duran. Look at the Netflix special.
It's true. He was so bad to finish the year and so much worse in the Yankees series that even I was like, okay, I'm done.
It's like, if he's not even your leadoff hitter anymore.
But I guess I'm not really done if I'm like, well, if I can get more for Abreu or more for Rafaela, I'd move those guys. You would move Rafaela?
Yeah.
So me too. I just think if there's a significant difference in your return, and I'd order them that way. Duran first, Abreu second, Rafaela last. And Rafaela just won a gold glove. Abreu's won back-to-back gloves. Like, those guys are great defensively.
Mm-hmm.
But I would move whatever I get the best return for. I'm not sure all fans agree, and I'd be curious to hear from them on that. I think a lot of people are just done with Duran.
Yeah.
Take whatever you can get, and your outfield is Anthony, Rafaela, Abreu. I think that's where a lot of fans are at. I'd shop those other guys around, too, and see what I could get.
I definitely would. And maybe, like, where we would differ is, like, just how low down the starting pitcher ranks would you go and include Rafaela? Like, I might only include him in, like, a few. But, I would trade him.
Like you said, if it gets you Scooble, it gets you Ryan, you're doing that.
Yeah. Even Ryan, I guess maybe I'd have pause, but I guess if you do throw Rafaela in, then you have to give up less, right? Like, maybe you're not talking about any kind of, like, you know, Peyton Tolley type of thing. But I feel like on the team, really only Roman Anthony and Garrett Crochet are untradeable. Like, every other player on the roster, including the minor league system, should be up for trade talk. And the outfield definitely could square itself away in a variety of ways. I think Roman Anthony probably ideally would be a left fielder, though. So maybe that kind of clears that. And so maybe another reason to include Duran. That might be your best defensive outfield that you can have. There's a chance. I know Rafael is very streaky, but it could also be your best hitting outfield that you could have. But if you're not really getting much in return, I'm not just dumping Jaren Duran for $7.7 million for some, like, nothing trade.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. I fear the Red Sox might do that.
I know.
To save themselves a few bucks.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Rather Be Golfing in the Twitch chat says, guys, I tried to tell you to trade him, Duran, before the season at his peak. So meaning going into last year off an all-star season. That's fine. I just think the inverse of that take would be you wouldn't want to trade him now because he might be valueless compared to where he was at. So do you strike while the iron's hot with Rafaela or with Abreu, trade them while they're at their peak, hold on to Duran, let him recoup some trade value, and then see where that goes. If he's good for you, he's good for you. That's great.
Yeah.
If he's good for you, he's also a better trade chip. And so selling low on Duran really would be the opposite of what you were saying a year ago.
Yeah, true. I mean, you're not selling low like Tristan Casas low.
No.
It's not like he hasn't played. He just wasn't nearly as good as he was a year ago. Do you think either of those guys are on the big league roster? Those guys
Casas
being Duran
and
Casas on opening day.
That's not that's not what I think.
Yeah, I don't think they're here either.
But
I think they're both gone.
Who's the more likely of the two?
To be here? Casas.
Duran.
Casas.
I'm going to go with Duran based on what Tim Healy said. Just
because
if they traded Abreu or Rafaela instead,
Duran has
a better way of getting here.
But what do you think is more likely, Duran being traded or them signing Pete Alonso?
I think they're both pretty likely.
Oh, you think Pete Alonso's likely?
I think Alonso's in play, yes.
Oh, he should be. See, this is last year all over again.
I know, but
Juan Soto. Are they in on Juan Soto?
But
no,
Alonso's
not.
Alonso's way closer to Bregman than Juan Soto.
He is.
And they signed Bregman. So to say they don't sign people is just not right.
But
couldn't the Mets throw a ton of
money at him, and then they're like, we don't want to match that?
They could. They didn't a year ago.
They signed Bregman to a one-year deal. Alonso's getting more than a one-year
Alonso
deal.
Alonso signed a one-year deal last year.
Yeah, but that was so he could cash in now.
That's what Bregman did. They did the exact. They're the same.
Yeah, but I guess I just don't have a lot of faith that they're definitely going to get Alonso because I think they're going to try to sign Bregman and then they're going to be like, look, we got Alex Bregman. And we're like, wow, you had him. And then they're going to maybe get a pitcher.
I wouldn't say definite, but Alonso's the kind of player they can sign. If there was another Juan Soto, not happening.
Well, no.
You know?
But like Schwarber should be legitimate. Alonso should be legitimate. I just think it's more likely that they try to free up an outfield spot and get something for Duran.
Even if they don't sign Alonso, we can debate how likely it is. Even if they don't sign Alonso, I don't think Casas is back. Even if they need a first baseman, they'll find something else. Casas won't be on the team, I don't think.
But it's also going to be like you trade him for like a player to be named later. It's going to be a tough – as much as everybody's down on him, it's like if you're just cutting him essentially, because I can't imagine the return is all that significant. I think what you have to do is you have to hide him in
a bigger deal.
100%. Because you're like, see, it helped us get player X. It helped – we wouldn't have gotten this guy if it wasn't
you
for
might
him.
Be getting Joe Ryan either way, whether he's in it or not, but just tuck him into that deal.
Like, and that's
be
how
like,
we got
we
him.
Had, we had to do it.
Yeah.
And at least in case he goes and hits 35 home runs on a last-place team somewhere.
Like he got it done.
You save a little face. That would be smart of them. Not very smart as Cam Schlittler. You see this, Keith?
Oh, my God. I don't like this guy. Not a fan. I know he throws gas, so I, you know, congratulations to him. But he's obnoxious.
Well, he did this to himself. Like, like
anytime you go to like the notes app and you write this really long, like sad sack thing on like Twitter and Instagram, first off, I'm not going to read it.
I read it.
Okay.
But
can you sum it up to us?
I get you not
sick
reading
brag,
it.
Bro.
I'm the man.
Thank you. I'm a reader. Yeah. Not books.
I'm a reader.
Not books. I mean, I couldn't tell
long
you last
time.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you last time. But like a notes app tweet, I'll read that.
280 characters, I can read it.
Yeah, I'm not going to read a book.
No, but this is like...
I'm not going to read a long... Like, I don't read The Ringer. No. I'm not reading like thousands of words at a time, but a long tweet
good stuff
read.
In there.
Yeah, I'm a good reader.
Good Severance episode breakdowns?
Well, I do read those.
That's actually probably the last thing I have read.
Yeah. But no, Cam Schlittler, and when I say he did this to himself, people shouldn't, and I don't know if this is happening or not, he claims this is happening, people shouldn't be like berating his family and sending horrible DMs to his family.
Yeah, some of this stuff should be obvious, but I guess.
I really haven't even seen that. I've just seen people being like, hey, you know, you guys aren't from Boston, stuff
you're not
like
from
that.
Boston.
You're not Red Sox fans anymore, according to your kid. Like, that's what I've seen. Maybe I've missed worse stuff. If there's worse stuff, duh.
Yeah.
Obviously, people shouldn't be doing that. But when I say he brought this on himself, him turning his back on Boston, the video of him saying, F Boston.
Yeah, you're the man.
Saying his whole family gave up being Red Sox fans.
Yeah.
Claiming to be from downtown when he's from Walpole.
Yeah, I think so.
The made-up story about how the team in Braintree was like about his high school girlfriend.
He put him in their place.
Which is really just a sick brag about his high school girlfriend.
You should see her, though.
He did all,
she's in Canada now.
She doesn't go here.
She's so not, hot,
she's not American. She is a super hot Canadian.
You know the lady that Bob Ryan responded to? It's her daughter.
But, like, he's just a chronic liar. So when I say he did it to himself, any horrible messages to his family and even
knock
him,
it off.
That shouldn't be happening. But the blowback on, like, some of his lies, he did that to himself.
Yeah, no.
He said, Keith, I love the city of New York because there's no organization or fan base I'd rather be a part of.
Okay.
I feed off those high and demanding expectations. It's something I learned growing up around the Boston area. At least he's changed that.
Oh, I appreciate that.
He grew up around the Boston area, not in downtown Boston. Yeah. Walpole is, we're even getting loose with the Boston area, but whatever, I'll take it.
I mean, many towns in New Hampshire are closer to Boston, but go ahead.
There's that blue-collar mentality back home, where success only comes through hard work and dedication.
No doubt.
That's the Boston mindset. Boston area mindset.
Right.
Growing up in a proud city surrounded by championships. Again, he's back to in the city.
I don't even know if it's a city.
I feel that same sense of pride here in New York and am eager to deliver the results for fans who put their faith in this team. Again, this is Yankee starter Cam Schlittler, who's had one good start in his life against the Red Sox in the playoffs.
I don't think this guy needs to say anything.
Anyone? Right. Well, that's the other thing.
What are you doing?
Why did he all of a sudden decide to do this? It's so far in the rearview mirror.
I don't know.
Anyways, he continues, anyone who knows me knows how highly I speak of Boston and how much I love the city.
First of all, we've read a lot of apologies over the years because there was a time where everybody was getting canceled for all these different reasons. I think one thing, if I was a PR person to stay away from, is the line, if people who know me.
If you know my character.
It's like you're talking to a lot of people who don't know you.
Right.
So, and you're not, and these people aren't speaking for you. You're speaking for yourself right
Anyone
now.
Anyone who knows me knows how highly I speak of Boston, how much I love the city.
There's know me.
There's a viral video of him saying F Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that. You don't care about that, but that just doesn't sound like you think highly of the city.
Yeah.
I knew how I'd be received starting that game, but I didn't expect people from the area where I grew up to attack my family. Again, I don't know.
Maybe
they
did.
He knows better than me. Maybe they are. That's not what I've seen on social, but maybe that's happening. If it is, it shouldn't be.
How could you be surprised by it?
Criticism is something I've always handled well.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that way.
No.
And that stuff doesn't bother me. Seems like it does.
Mm-hmm.
It just caught me off guard.
Sure.
I know I've been vocal since that start.
Yeah.
But I truly respect Boston and the organization. A rivalry is a rivalry. My loyalty is with New York for as long as I'm here. New York and Boston are both part of who I am. And I'm fortunate to continue growing as a player connected to two great cities.
Way too much. You did way too much. Nobody needs that.
He also apparently didn't screenshot it properly. I'm not aware of this.
Okay.
But I guess the little icon in the bottom right-hand corner is from ChatGPT.
That's what I've seen.
So he didn't even write it?
He didn't even write it. He tossed it into AI.
What a loser.
AI spit out this crummy response. Even AI's like, dude, you're lying about being from Boston. You're from the Boston area.
Say area.
even ChatGPT is like, you liar. We're altering this for you.
Yeah.
But he apparently didn't screenshot it properly or copy and paste it. He just screenshotted it right from ChatGPT, and everybody could tell it was written in ChatGPT because of the little icon.
Maybe just, you know, stop talking about Boston, New York for a little bit. Maybe just live your life. You don't. I don't think you need to get into this anymore. Unnecessary. Yeah, and how long ago was this even?
I don't know.
Like weeks, it was a month ago.
What forced him to do this? I don't know. Is it the blowback from the recent F Boston video? Like, is it that?
Or maybe Lucy told him to do it after he was DMing her the whole time.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. So anyway, that's Cam Schlittler, local hero, well, former local hero. Yikes. Everybody, all of his family hates the Red Sox now, apparently, according to him.
They all turned.
617-779-7937. We'll get to the Celtics later on this hour. Billy Lanny with the latest in trending. And coming up next, we're all very excited. It is the Jackson 5 with Jackson next.
This is John Morosi, MLB Network, predicting that Jaron Duran, we talked about it yesterday, that he is a trade possibility, but he had a landing spot. And it wasn't San Diego. It was the Detroit Tigers. That would open up the outfield a little bit. You'd have a little bit less of a log jam. But free agency is underway in the Major League Baseball.
Yep. 32 minutes ago it started.
Should we check with the Dan Ball signings desk?
No. Nope. No, you should not.
Nothing there, huh?
Okay.
You can. It's going to be a lot of quiet air, though.
Yeah, okay. So we talked yesterday about some of the guys that would be on our wish list, the desires. And both The Athletic and ESPN put out stories this morning with like the top 50 free agents and what they're going to get or what their projections. And if you read these stories, they're not just throwing crap against the wall. They're using 15 years of data and I don't even know, numbers and whatever. It's not just throwing crap against the wall. And the two that stuck out to me, Fitzy, right off the bat, 4 years, $128 million for Kyle Schwarber. That's $32 million a year.
Feels bargainish to me.
Okay, I agree. You know what also feels like a bargain? 4 years, $110 million for Pete Alonso.
I'll pay.
So you add those up real quickly. That's 4 years for $238 million, and you could have not only a DH named Kyle Schwarber, but a first baseman named Pete Alonso. And I believe if you run those numbers, that would fit under the parameters of you traded away Devers for $30 million a year and Bregman opted out for $40 million a year. So
And there's $10 million left over, Andy.
Exactly. So why am I being Lil Gullible Andy if I think that's a possibility? Why can't that be a reality, Ted Johnson?
There's no reason it can't be. I mean, the Red Sox, you know, they're going to have to kind of, I think, keep putting their money where their mouth is and pay guys, because you got everybody's attention last year. That's right. What you wanted. You got us. Okay, we were all in. All right, you get bounced in the first round. All right, you know what? You gave us a summer. It was awesome. It hadn't been around like that around here for about 4 years. And so it just kind of brought back those old feelings of what the Red Sox, you know, fun seasons are like. I can't imagine this team all of a sudden decides it just wants to sit on its hands. Don't you got to capitalize with the young players that you have? I mean, Alex Bregman was so pumped to be playing with Marcelo Meyer, with Roman Anthony. You know, so they blend well with the older veterans. You got to get some older established guys. If Alex isn't coming back, and even we know they need a big bat. We know that Tristan Casas probably is. I can't imagine him coming back and playing this year, at least at a high level. That they need big pieces. You know, at the corner infield. If Alex doesn't come back, I hope he does. But if they don't, they need guys in the corner infield. And so they need, you know, they got us. Ratings were up. People were buying in for the first time. Now don't screw it up. You got us on the line. You know, you got us on the hook, I should say. Now pull us in and then we'll be happy. So I think they have to spend. I think if they don't spend, it's going to be an awful look. And some of the guys we've been talking about, they're close to the team. They swear to us that there are guys on their radars that they're going to go after, you know, Joe Ryan and such, that don't lose too much sleep over it, that they're going to be spinning. We'll see if that's the case. I just think they got us all back on the hook. Now reel us in, guys.
Dan Ball?
I just wanted to throw into the conversation that with the extensions that were signed that are kicking in this year, you got Crochet, you got Anthony, you got Christian Campbell. Red Sox payroll has them tabbed at around $220 million on the books, okay. But that's including the estimates for arbitration. So if you non-tender Nate Lowe, that's another $13 million off the books, and Tanner Houck, another couple. So the numbers are still very much fluid, but you just reminding that you kind of have to work in those extensions when you're talking about, I want to sign three big free agents, for example.
Yeah, I just said two, and then a pitcher is a trade for.
I still say you can make room for Steven Matz, Schwarber, and Pete Alonso. There. Ta-da. That's everything we would want.
Matz is 2 years, $17 million, Fitzy, just so you know.
Yeah, so that's $8.5 million. Projection. So that's $59.5 million. So that's $68 million for Matz, Schwarber, and Alonso. That
can keep your $2 million, John Henry. Buy a big old cigar to smoke.
Go put a new humidor on your yacht for all I care. But here's my question back to you guys is, how badly, because they made such a big deal last year about Bregman always goes to the playoffs. He's always wanted to play in Boston. He hits so well. He loves Cora. How badly does he want to come back here versus how badly does he want that last big check?
Probably the second one. I think he wants that. I think Boris wants that big
Boris
check.
Boris certainly will be pushing him in the check direction. And for comparison purposes, ESPN says Bregman will get 5 years, $160 million. Damn. That's $32 million a year for a guy who had basically 2 years and $80 million left here. So doubles his money.
Yeah, because of the length of contract. Yeah. And he was making 40 this year, but on a short deal. Yeah. It's good work if you can get it, man.
I won't begrudge a guy. If he gets a contract like that, how are you going to begrudge him?
Yeah. And I think what his injury, I think, really killed momentum. I think people were mm-hmm. pumped. He had the best start he's had in years.
Yep.
Maybe 5 years. And so he was hot. Injury comes, and it just killed all momentum. When he did come back, he just wasn't the same. And so I don't think there's any real attachment to Alex. I was hoping that there would be because I just like the cut of his jib. But there doesn't seem to be. I don't feel like people are clamoring for them to sign Alex Bregman back. So my guess is the feeling is he'll probably move on, which bums me out because I think he enjoyed just being a part of this program in this town. And I was hoping that he would want to come back here. But he wants to go get that big payday. I don't think anybody's going to have any issue with that.
Yeah, it did feel like it kind of petered out the vibe, the momentum, the aura, because he made the playoffs, but they didn't do anything.
And he didn't have any moments in the playoffs.
And he didn't have any moments. No. And his play kind of petered out down the stretch with the injury. I do think the injury was part of it. I think he came back too soon or faster than he probably should have from the injury. But it just didn't feel like that connection that was felt earlier in the year. And you know what part of it might have been too? Anthony was gone and Meyer was gone. Because you said it. We kind of had this weird pairing of him with the young guys. Like they were the story of the team. And it all kind of petered out. They were gone. He was hurt, not as good. And the momentum towards what he was.
It's the Roman Anthony injury, the oblique. Don't swing at that outside pitch, bro. Like, Lee, you wouldn't have hurt your oblique.
Are you victim shaming?
That killed all momentum because I think I just took the win. I think the team knew they were cooked after that.
Yeah. Dan Ball, you have another player, though, on this list. A much, if this list is right, if these projections are right, a much more affordable name to throw out there at a position of need for the Red Sox?
So doing a little bit of research, there is a qualifying offer that's still being figured out. So he could opt in and remain with the Padres. But my name is Luis Arraez, second baseman. Had a down year this year, hitting .291, which tells you just how much he gets on base. I think he's about as perfect of a two hitter behind Roman Anthony and in front of Pete Alonso or somebody like that in that lineup. He's listed at 2 years, $17 million. And I think for the fact that he struck out 20 times last year or something like that, he is a perfect cure all for what I think ailed this Red Sox lineup. So give me Arraez on top of the guys you're talking about.
Cheap.
Oh, 2 years. Cheap. Yeah. Perfect. Doesn't strike out. Two hole. So we have, we have Anthony, your guy Arraez.
Yeah.
Then we have Alonso, then Schwarber, then Story, then Abreu, Narvaez,
Meyer,
and Rafaela.
That's our lineup.
That lineup on the screen at Fenway Park feels in better. June feels like a big boy. Talk to me in October and November, Major League Baseball lineup.
And no, it's not going to happen because you have to move your boy Yoshida and Duran and then sign a bunch of players in a row. But that would be, I mean, that's the ultimate best of the best that any team could expect.
Man, well, how many more years does Yoshida have?
Two? I want to say two.
One or two, yeah.
Okay.
It's not great.
We got to move on, man. It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
Two at $18 million a year. Ooh, boy. I don't think anybody's taking that even now.
No one's taking that. If you get rid of him, you're paying some of that. He's staying on your books for some period of time at that $18 million. You might get somebody to pay $5 million for him, and then you're eating $13 million. But
we said this tongue-in-cheek, but if you're Toronto, wouldn't you at least call? I mean, I know they kind of have the DH position taken care of in George Springer, who had an unbelievable year.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you see those numbers and go, I could have that 81 games of the year? Maybe it's crazy, but I'd at least have a conversation.
Especially if you know the Sox want to get rid of them, you can leverage them and pay nothing. Just get a free bat that seems to love hitting in your environment. Yeah, as a depth piece. But hopefully at some point things get fun. Hopefully they heat up. Hopefully we're talking about the Red Sox involved with these big money players who maybe the big money isn't quite as big as we would have expected it to be.
So I want all three of you on record before we go to break. And Andy, I'll start with you. Are we underwhelmed by this offseason, or are we happy with how things go when we talk again in February about this team?
Happy.
We're happy.
I think you're going to have a bat and a pitcher.
Going to have a bat and a pitcher. Ted Johnson?
Yeah, I'm going to lean in with Andy, and I'm going to say the same thing. Okay. You got me, Red Sox. Don't screw it up.
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Who am I to tinkle in the punch? I'm not breaking this up. Yeah, we're going to be happy about it and then some.
Okay, I'll look at that optimism. We'll see if that's rewarded.
Let's squeeze in a quick phone call before we get to the final break here. Steven Norwood's been waiting for a while. What's up, Steven?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey. So I had a question and a statement, and I'll start with the statement. So my statement is that the Patriots will lose to Tampa Bay badly on Sunday, and that'll prove that they're not Super Bowl contenders.
Okay.
And my question is, if New England had to play Pittsburgh or LA in the first round, healthy, of course, and then they had to play either Baltimore or Denver in the second round, and these teams are playing as good as they are, do you think New England gets to the AFC Championship to play Kansas City?
All right, thanks for the call, Steven.
I'm curious. We got Baltimore still on the schedule,
yep. So
I'm curious how they do in that game. But I'm not scared of Steelers. I'm not scared of the Chargers. Please.
Nope.
So first round, yeah, they win that game, Steve. And then I think, Denver's got a great defense, but you know what? The Falcons and the Bills both had the best passing defenses, 1 and 2. And how did he do against those passing defenses? Pretty good, right?
Yes, they did.
So I feel pretty confident. Baltimore scares me if they can figure it out.
And didn't Cleveland have the number one overall defense at the time they played him? Mm-hmm. I think they had the number one defense. So you've gone through some good defenses, passing defenses, overall defenses. You've played – the schedule itself may be tough, but the defenses you've played – yeah, I absolutely – now, I think they could lose to Denver. Like, I don't think that's a cakewalk, just pencil in a victory and move on, but they can beat them.
And they actually match up well against Baltimore because their run defense is the number one run defense against the best rushing attack in Baltimore.
Yeah.
You know, that defense for Baltimore is not too good.
I don't know if I want Robert Spillane chasing Lamar Jackson too many plays.
I hear you.
Spying idea of him, you know, that A-chain run kind of Tim chasing athletically would worry me. But, yes, and we also – the Baltimore needs to get back into it, too. Like, I think they might – actually, we've talked a lot about this. But Baltimore needs to get back into it. But could the Patriots beat any one of those four teams?
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Would I pick them against a couple of them? Absolutely. So, yes, they're a AFC Championship game contender as we view them today. Now, if they go out and, as Steven predicted, get their doors blown off in Tampa Bay, maybe we're having a different conversation on Patriots Monday. Yeah. So, 617-779-7937. Appreciate the call, Steven. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we look ahead to tonight's Bruins game, and we look to an unfortunate loss of life in Dallas. That's next in Odds and Ends here on WEEI.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.